Hello, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing, and today I want to talk to you about how to multiply yourself and what that means. Now, I'm going to take directly from my own experience with my company, Speakeasy Marketing, and what I do. So what I've noticed is every time I write an email that goes into my weekly email newsletter, for instance, I'm multiplying myself. Why? Because once I write that email, I make sure it has good content, good information in it, and I set it up. It goes out to a bunch of attorneys. And what happens, first of all, is that this one email I wrote goes out to more than one attorney. It may go out to 100 attorneys, 1,000 attorneys, or more. So that's the first way in which something I've written, taking a few minutes to do, is multiplying my voice on a wide scale. Another thing that it does is once I've written this email newsletter, anytime a new attorney comes into my sales process, they'll receive that email. I don't have to write it again. I don't have to do anything. It just automatically goes out. So in that way, I'm further multiplying myself. And if you look at this over a span of time, one email that I write may be heard, read by hundreds and hundreds of attorneys. And out of those attorneys, you know, a few percent may be curious, interested enough what I've said, to give me a call and become a client. So look at what this one small effort has done. So now how can you do that in your practice? Well, guess what? You can do the same thing. What you do is not any different from what I do. You have to attract clients, and you have to get them on an ongoing basis, or you'll go out of business. It's not like you need a few clients this month and you're done. You want clients every month for your entire career, right? Okay. So here's some ways that you can multiply yourself. Let's say you have a potential client, and they call, and they have a good, case history, good background there. They sound like they could be a viable case for you. You schedule an appointment for them to come into your office, and let's say they no-show. Or you talk to them on the phone, and they say, well, you know, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you, and they disappear forever. Okay? Well, what would happen if you created a series, an email series, let's say, of 7 tips on how to navigate your XYZ case? Could be DUI, could be auto accident, could be bankruptcy, could be divorce, any practice area. But what if you did that? What if you took some time or had someone write these emails for you so that every time you get a potential client, whether they schedule an appointment, whether they say, let me think about it, get back to you later, whether they even retain you, they start getting these email tips over a period of time. Let's say one tip every 5 days if it's a long-term case like bankruptcy. Or let's say one tip every 2 days if it's a short-term need like DUI or a criminal case. What would happen if you did that? Well, you'd be multiplying your efforts. You'd be able to give these emails to your staff or use an automated program that would send these things out. And just like I do, you would be able to have these assets that you can deploy to get people calling you back and to turn them into clients. Now, yeah, it may take you a few hours to draft these. They got to be good sounding. They can't be boring. They have to be helpful and informational. They can't be sales pitches. But look at what you've done. Isn't your time worth doing these activities that will multiply you? Now, I want you to think about that next time you do anything in your practice. Next time you do an initial consult, next time, again, you need to follow up with a client. Next time, maybe you'll want to create a video that answers a specific question you get asked. Okay, let's talk about that for a minute. I bet you, and I don't even need to know, in your practice areas, you get asked probably 10 or 15, maybe even 20 questions over and over and over and over again. And you've answered these questions dozens and hundreds of times. But each time you've done so, you've had to do it manually. And you can't avoid this, but you can certainly scale it down where you don't have to do that all the time. How do you do that? You prepare answers to these most frequently asked questions. Prepare them by making videos of them, one question, one answer. Prepare them by having pre-written emails that can go out, maybe even pre-written material. That way, when someone has one of these questions, you can say, here, I made a video on that. Check it out. Email it to them. Or here, I wrote an answer to that for another client. Check it out. I emailed to them. Or here, I wrote it up on a sheet and handed it to them or mail it to them. And this, again, will be multiplying your efforts. And what I've learned in my job and in my company, the more I multiply myself, the easier life becomes and the more clients I get and the less I have to work and grind it out. And you can do the exact same thing in your law practice. There's no reason you can't. Yes, it is a little bit of upfront work, but it's worth it tremendously to you, especially because a lot of you guys look at your time in terms of dollars per hour. So I want you to, you know, revisit this example. If you spend, you know, a half hour creating a really, really great email that answers a question, and you're able to deploy that 50 times over the next year, how much was your time for that half hour worth? It could be tens of thousands of dollars if it manifests in more retention, which it will. So anyway, that's today's lesson. So I want you to think about your time, which I know is very precious, and I want you to start thinking, am I doing something right now that's helping me multiply myself, or am I just doing one-off work? And shift what you're doing more and more and more to this multiply time activity, and you will see your practice grow. You will make far more money. I hope this was helpful to you, and I look forward to speaking to you next time.